Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, students. Welcome to our Tuesday evening lesson summary review. Tonight, we're continuing with our associate's degree course, Who Jesus Is. We're on session number 5 tonight, which is entitled Jesus, the Word. Now, this session will help us to understand that God the Father revealed himself in Jesus and how Jesus fulfilled the names of God. So this is what we're going to be going over as we prepare for tonight's lesson summary review. And we're going to begin our study time, as we always do, with prayer and meditation. We're going to ask God to guide our thoughts and give us illustrations for this lesson. And we're going to pray for each and every student and staff member of Grace Bible College and Seminary. Now, in preparation for our lesson review tonight, our course pointed us to the fact that we should meditate upon John's gospel. John's gospel wrote about Jesus being God in the flesh, and it helps us to get a better picture of who the Lord is, and as well as his relationship to us. And I want you, students, to try to understand God's feelings toward people and what he desired to accomplish by sending his son Jesus into the earth. So with that on our mind and heart, let us pray. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for Jesus, the living Word. We thank you tonight that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We thank you that because of his life in the earth, we have a better understanding of how Jesus relates to us and how we relate to you as our Father. Open our eyes of understanding afresh tonight. Give us understanding and wisdom, O God, as we search the scriptures today. I pray for each and every student and staff member. I pray that you would take care of their needs. And I thank you for saving their souls and healing their bodies and making every provision for them. So be with us afresh, Holy Spirit, tonight as we search the scriptures. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Again, students, I welcome you to our Tuesday evening lesson summary review. We're so blessed and privileged to have each and every one of you as a part of the GBCS family. And again, tonight on Tuesday, we go over our associate's degree courses, and we're on the course, Who Jesus Is. And tonight, we're on session 5, which will talk with us about Jesus, the Word. Now, as we think about the introduction for this week's lesson review, some of you may have a testimony or may have heard testimonies from others which were the result of a failure of communication. Maybe someone said something that was misunderstood, or you heard it the wrong way, or you didn't quite understand what they meant. Now, this happens quite often in personal relationships, in everyday life. And so as we comment on this week's lesson, this lesson is all about communication. Because we all must learn how to communicate more effectively. That means both as we speak and as we listen. And as we look at this week's lesson, we see that God communicates his plan, and he communicated about himself to us through sending Jesus into the earth. And some of the things that our lesson point to that God communicated to us was that he communicated his character, his nature, his feelings, and desires through Jesus, the incarnate Word of God. If we were to take a look at John chapter 1, verse 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And if we were to continue to read verses 2 through 4, it says, "He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him was made anything. Nothing was made without him." Verse 4, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind." And so we see from John's account of the gospel that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning, and nothing was made without him, and that light was the light of God. And so we're going to be studying about Jesus being the Word tonight in our lesson review. This is what this course talked about in our study guides. And the first point that we're going to review from this lesson is how God revealed himself in Jesus. So our first objective asks us to identify what God showed us about his character, his feelings, his thoughts, his plans, his power, and will through Jesus Christ. So let's deal with the first thing that God revealed to us through Jesus. The first thing that our lesson points us to, if you're taking notes, you can write these major points down. He revealed to us God's character. He revealed his character to us. And we have a visual aid for this particular portion of our lesson. If you're in the classroom, of course, your instructor will provide you with a copy of the visual aid. If you're a student who's studying by distance education, online or by mail, feel free to contact us. We'll provide you with a copy of the visual aid. But if you'd like to get a blank sheet of paper, you can make note of some of the things that this visual talks about. The heading for this visual aid is God's character, love. You can put dash and put love. This is the area of God's character that this particular portion of our lesson talks about. So the way God revealed himself through Jesus was, one of the ways was through love as a basic part of his character. And there are some things that are listed. You can find these things listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, in Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth. And here are some of the things that Paul listed about the character of God as expressed through love. Number one, he listed that God's love endures all things. Secondly, God's love rejoices in truth. God's love is not jealous. It does not rejoice in evil. It is not easily provoked. God's love is kind. It is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. God's love believes all things. It does not keep track of personal hurt or a record of wrongs. God's love is patient. God's love does not brag or boast. God's love hopes all things. It bears all things. It does not seek its own. And love never fails. These are some of the things that were expressed through what Paul called love, which is a basic part of the character of God. So all of the things that we see expressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in regards to love are things that speaking of God's character. So we learn about God's character through love as we look at that particular portion of Scripture and that visual aid. We see in 1 Corinthians 13 the great love passage as it's referred to in the Bible. It stresses that this is a description not just of love as we know it, but of God himself. If we were to take a look at John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, you'll see how these characteristics apply to Jesus. We see that God is love, and he who loveth not knoweth not God. So we see love as a basic part of God's character. A second thing we learn about God's character as we look through the book of John and think about Jesus is the spiritual fruit that express God's character. So we will take a look at Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. It lists what is commonly referred to or called the fruit of the Spirit. And as we look at that scripture, we see that God communicated these aspects of his character to us as well. And let me take a brief read of that particular portion of scripture. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, it reads this: But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, meekness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, also long-suffering. And so these are some of the things that make up another aspect of God's character, which are called the fruit of the Spirit. And we've already talked about another aspect, which is God's love and what love looks like as it relates to God. So we saw all of these characteristics of God manifested in his Son, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. So that's one of the ways that God revealed himself in Jesus is his character. A second aspect that our lesson pointed us to is God revealed his feelings, his thoughts, and his plans through Jesus. So maybe some of you can tell in your own words the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. You can see a reference for that particular portion of scripture in John chapter 11, verses 1 through 45. And as you make note of that particular chapter of scripture, I want you to highlight several verses. I want you to highlight verses 4, verse 5, verse 11 and 15. Also highlight verses 25 to 26, verse 33, verse 35, and finally verse 42 of John chapter 11. And if you have not already read them, maybe you want to pause the message and go ahead and take a look at those. And as you read them, I'd like to ask you this question. How do these verses help you understand God's feelings, thoughts, and plans for your life? And if you were to take a look at your lesson as you review those particular portions of scripture, you'll see that God's ultimate goal is that we would believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. We will see that God loves us and he wants to be reconciled with us. Whatever experiences we have in life, students, we may know God's love and have resurrection life. That is a lot about what the story of Jesus and raising Lazarus from the dead teaches us. So we see God revealed himself through Jesus by his character, which is love and the spiritual fruit. And we also see that God revealed himself through Jesus, show his feelings, his thoughts, and his plans for us. Another aspect that God revealed to us in Jesus is his power and his will. And if we were to read John chapter 10, verse 10, you can make note of that. John 10, verse 10. And if we focus on the last half of the verse, we'll see also again how God revealed himself through Jesus Christ. And if you were to look at that portion of scripture, we can ask you this question. What is God's will for us? And of course, John 10, 10 says, "For I have come that you may have life and have life more abundantly," or have life to the full. So we see that is God's will for us, that we have a full and or abundant life. And so we see that is God's power and his will to bring these things about in our life. And he revealed this message to us through Jesus Christ, the incarnate God, the Word himself. Sometimes we can say that Jesus is the living Word. And so we got a chance to glimpse into God. As we beheld Jesus, we beheld God. A lot of times you hear people refer to a biological son or daughter that says, you look just like your father. You remind me of your father. Maybe through looks or personality or actions. And that's really how Jesus reflected the Father's image to us through his character of love and the spiritual fruit that he exhibited. He showed us God's feelings, his thoughts, and plans for our lives. And he also revealed God's power and will to us. And as we think again about the scripture from John 10, verse 10, we need to note that Jesus often demonstrated the truth of the words he spoke. You see, in John 10, 10, through exercising his power to change lives. And one example of this is found in Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 16, which describes the events of Jesus raising a widow's son from the dead. So make note of Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 16. And as you read that scripture, and if you've already reviewed that and studied this lesson, I'd like to ask you this question. Why did Jesus raise the widow's son from the dead? Well, your answers can include any of these. One of the reasons why Jesus did this was because the widow needed her son to provide for her. It was for a very practical reason. Second reason Jesus did this, because Jesus had compassion. And a third reason the scriptures suggest why Jesus did this is that Jesus wanted to show people God's power. That if Jesus has power over death, he has power over everything that pertains to life. So it's very important that we understand as we take a look at this lesson review, Jesus the Word. This is session 5 of our course, Who Jesus Is. So far we've looked at in this lesson that God revealed himself in Jesus through his character, his feelings, thoughts, plans, as well as his power and his will. Now, let's take a look at another outline for our lesson review. Not only did God reveal himself in Jesus, we see that God explained his name in Jesus. And one of the ways that we see the scriptures in John talks about Jesus, the phrase is used, I am. I am. This is one of the ways that God explained who the I am is through Jesus. So our second objective asks us to choose descriptions of 8 names of God that are fulfilled in Jesus. Now there's a visual aid or a flip chart that lists 8 different I am sayings of Jesus from the book of John. You can find these also on page 94 or 95 of your study guide. And if you were to take a look at those portions of scripture and make note of these particular things here. Make note of Exodus chapter 3, verse 6, as well as verses 11 to 15, for a background of the name I Am. You see that in the Old Testament, God revealed himself to Moses when Moses asked, who shall I say sent me? And God spoke to him and said, tell him that I Am has sent you. So we see God told Moses his name was I Am Who I Am, which is also translated, I will be what I will be. And the shortened version of this is, I am. So by revealing himself this way to Moses as well as to Jesus and to us, God wanted his people to know him as being all-sufficient, dependable, and faithful so that they would trust him. Now, there's another Hebrew word that is sometimes used in connection with I am, and that word is Yahweh, which we translate as Lord. It basically means that he is or he will be. That's what the Hebrew word Yahweh means. So we see he spoke in a third person when he says, I will be, in verse number 12 of Exodus chapter 3. And then in verse 14, he says, I am. So we see in the courses of scripture that while God refers to himself as I am, we more likely today refer to him as Lord, or the word Yahweh in the Hebrew, which is he is. So if we were to take a look at the NIV Bible, we'll notice for Exodus 3 verses 14 through 15, it basically says that he is Lord. Jesus is Lord, or he will be who he is. So it's very important for us to understand and get a great meaning of who Jesus is as it relates to the Word. He is the living Word. He is the Word of God. He is the expression of God in the earth. And he revealed God's character to us. He revealed God's feelings, his thoughts. He revealed God's plans to us, and he also revealed God's power and will. And then we see how we understand how God explained what his names represented through Jesus. And one of the first things was saying that I am. So if you were to take a look at the sayings of Jesus in the book of John, that I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, you see, so it's good for us to relate to Jesus And the more we relate to Jesus, the better we can relate to God the Father. For Jesus came as an expression of God in the earth. So that's why this lesson is very important to us. It's very important that we understand and can relate to who Jesus is, as he identifies himself as the I Am. He was referring to himself as God in the flesh. Whatever God is, I am. And then Jesus expressed some of the things that he says he is to his early disciples. And he still speaks these things to us today, students. And this is some of the ways that God revealed himself to us. So, again, some of the things Jesus says in John was that, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. He says, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, I am divine. And so we see that Jesus was saying, these are the ways that you can understand who I am and you can relate to what the bread of life means for us. You can relate to what light in the world represents. We can understand that he is the all-sufficient one, that he is the door. He allows us access in and out and secures us. He's a good shepherd. He leads us to the places where God wants us to be and protects us. He's the resurrection and life. He gives us new life. He preserves our life. He is here the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And he is divine. And we gain our source of strength and life through him. And this is why it's very important for us to understand Jesus the Word and how God revealed himself to us. So that's one of the ways God explained his names in Jesus. A second way he explained his name through Jesus is another Hebrew word called Jehovah. So this objective asks us to apply to our life truths about God, which are revealed in Jesus, using the word Jehovah. Now, let me explain that Jehovah is the way that Yahweh is pronounced today for most of us. Even, in fact, the Hebrews who used the term Yahweh did not even add the consonants and would not really pronounce that name out because they felt that it was too holy to speak. So a lot of times they use the word Jehovah, which is another Hebrew word that means Lord. Of course, Yahweh means he is. Of course, when Jesus is talked about, Jesus is Lord, it's basically saying Yahweh or Jehovah. And so the original pronunciation ceased to be used because, as I mentioned earlier, the Jews thought it too holy to be uttered and did not want to violate the scripture from Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, or what was found in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 6. And you can also take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58, to understand how reverence they had the term Yahweh. And so we see there that God revealed himself as Jehovah, which is Lord, which is the way most Jews started to refer to God instead of using the name that they declared to be so holy that it could not be pronounced, which was Yahweh, which basically means he is. God is. Hallelujah. And Jesus described in the books of John some of the things that God is. And if God is these things, Jesus says, and if I am the Word that was with God in the beginning, then I am these things. So I pray that you understand that a lot better as you review that particular portion of your lesson. So let me recap in conclusion for what we studied in Session 5 of the course, Who Jesus Is. We looked at this session, talked about Jesus, the Word. We see how God revealed himself in Jesus. And so some of the things we should take away from this lesson, I want to ask you some questions here. How do the names of God apply to us personally? Because we prayerfully, you have a personal relationship with God. You know him closely, intimately. And some of the ways that we want you to understand that the names of God apply to us personally is not only do his names reveal who he is, they also reveal how he relates to us individually, being our personal bread of life, being light to our world, being the all-sufficient God for us, being the doorway for us, being our good shepherd. He's our resurrection and life. He is our way. He's our truth. He's our life. He is our vine. And these are some of the ways that we can relate to the names of God personally. A second question is, how does Jesus calling himself I Am apply to our needs? Well, I've just got through going over some of those things, but by saying his name is I Am, Jesus was basically saying that he is all sufficient for every need that we may have. Hallelujah. Isn't that a beautiful thing to know that God is all sufficient? Another portion of scripture, Paul wrote that God's grace is sufficient for us. And when you know him as Yahweh, as Jehovah, as the great I Am, then you know that he is sufficient, the all-sufficient one. So these are some of the things that really was pointed out in this week's lesson. I pray that as you meditate upon this lesson review and as you go back over your lessons, you have a deeper level of appreciation and understanding for Jesus, the Word made flesh, the incarnate God, God revealed in his character, his feelings, thoughts, plans, God's power, will, and also how the names of God that was represented through Jesus relate to each of us on a personal level. Well, students, I'm so thankful and grateful that we had this time to go through this lesson review, and I look forward to going through the rest of this lesson as well as the other courses with you. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us at the school. And again, refresh your spirit tonight on the I Am sayings and know that whatever Jesus is, he is for you. So God bless you, saints of God. We appreciate this opportunity, and good night.